Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in love with Zephaniah. She's my baby girl, favorite girl in this world. I love you with all my heart. You are my gift from God. You're the best part of me. You're the branch of my tree. You are my legacy.
Greatest gift I ever been given was my daughter. I can't think of a better way to spend the rest of my life than to raise her and watch her grow. I thank God for every day I get to spend with her. I'ma cherish every one of the moments. Sometimes it feels like I'm dreaming when I hold her. It's a blessing to see her get older.
She's my baby girl, favorite girl in this world. I love you with all my heart.
Yeah, when it comes to them streets, I'ma teach about the streets definitely. Every block I ever bled, I'ma also teach her what I learned in every book I ever read. Mistakes, yeah, I know she gon' make some. My job is to help her not repeat them. But no matter what, homie, through the good and the bad, through the happy and the sad, whether she right or wrong, I'm riding with her.
You are my legacy.
Quick, God, what you doing over there, God? You know,
yeah.
We gotta make it back to the rest, you know what I'm saying?
What time you got?
God, it's about 4:30, God.
Oh,
you
man.
Already know what it is, God.
I gotta hurry up, man.
You too?
I gotta go, man. I gotta go check out the council show.
Council show. Let's
hey,
go.
Yo, it's almost 5, so you know I gotta go. Cause I gotta go check out that Nellyville show.
Making it home is my priority. Must make it to hear the council radio show. Shed an aggressive part of me.
Hopped on the scooter and I headed up the 5th Street. Seemed down on the bus when the bus nearly hit me.
I'm looking at my watch. The bus seemed to be trudging. Looking towards the window. Watching Big Show. You bugging.
I made it home and I did it in the nick of time. I'm feeling good like I just passed the finish line.
I jumped off the bus, giving the driver a few words I cussed. He deserves, can't stop, I'm in a rush. I'm running people, I'm bumping, I'm not hearing nothing they say. On my way, this show here be jumping. Holding my house key, have my wisers in the breeze. My earth talking to me, baby, please
click the link, then I wait to hear Nellyville. Shout out to my people doing it, yeah, without a deal.
My family's independent, they're moving like a giant. Can't be held by any small minded, we're defiant. Council radio, word out, come on, council, council, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl Nellyville. You tuned in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. Chilling on Wednesday is hump day. We got an interview today. First, I got to give out some shout-outs before we start. Shout-out to the sponsors, 12 Mile, the Council, DJ 7, Team in the Mix. Man, okay, so he's already on the line. So everybody, I know y'all waiting for this. Shout-out to the UK. I know they've been sharing. I love the shares, love the shares. We got to get into it right now. What's going on, Fleetwood? In the building.
What's happening? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing today?
I better not complain. You know, I woke up on this side of the fence. Everything good.
Okay, so for everybody who don't know who Fleetwood is, Fleet, can you let everybody know?
Man, I'm a miracle walking, miracle talking. I've been blessed with a gift, vocabulary. I'm a storyteller. Started as a rapper. Then I started writing books. Now I'm in the film game. But my passion is to tell my testimony, get in front of people, especially in juvenile halls and in prison, let them know that you can make it outside that fence. You can get back in society, be successful, be happy. And, you know,
right.
We got a movement. We got a coalition. I'm the founder of this coalition. It's called the Cotton Pickers. We represent our ancestors through film, music, books, and like I said, community activism. We the soundtrack to the wound called racism in America. Cotton Pickers. We
right.
Here, baby.
Right. So, okay, tell me a little bit about how the Cotton Pickers came about.
Cotton Pickers was merged what year was it, 1999, if I'm not mistaken. Whenever Fantasia was on American Idol, me and her two brothers
right.
were in the studio in Greensboro, North Carolina, recording music as we watched on American Idol. And we got ready to do a song. Her brother sung on the hook called Ancestors. And I did the intro, and they were like, what you going to call, you know, the collaboration? I just came with it. I had a label called Block Money at the time, and I said, man, it's the Cotton Pickers, man. And then I sat
right.
back and thought about it after we finished the song, and I was like, this ain't a bad thing to represent our ancestors. Cotton Pickers was hardworking people who never gave up or gave in, and that's the DNA
right.
that's within me. I was going through a little tribulation at the time in my life. I said, their spirit is why I ain't gave up. Right now, so I said, I'm riding with the
right.
Cotton Pickers till I die. And that's what it's been,
right.
that's what it is, and that's what it's going to be.
Now, I seen the Cotton Pickers, and it was so dope. I was so involved. So if everybody that's listening, once you see it, you're going to immediately get involved. You're going to feel what they felt. It was so dope. So I was shocked. Go ahead, Fleet. That was dope. I love that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, so we got a film series coming, you know, and the first installment was about a man who picked cotton for 18 years and never got paid. Shout out to Bishop Henry Williams up out of Mississippi. He relocated to Oakland. You know, he fights for reparations. That's his lifeline. And, you know, just told a story of the con game called sharecropping and how they beat people out their
right.
money. And on how the record industry really was based off of that, you know. You work all year and supposed to split the money at the end of the year. But they tell you that you ain't make no profit, so we're going to try it again next year. So that's what it was
right,
based on.
Right.
And I was blessed to be able to capture that lightning in a bottle. And through God's grace and his mercy, I have a second installment coming in January 2021. It's called Gimme Mines, My Mule, My 40 Acres. Based on the broken promise
right.
of reparations. And every film project comes with a soundtrack. I'm blessed to say the first one, the soundtrack, is Negro Spirituals. It's on all streaming platforms right now. I definitely need
mm-hmm.
y'all support. The second one, I'm in the kitchen cooking it up right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to the kitchen a little later when I finish this interview. But so far, we've been blessed to have the legendary Cool Joe Goody. From Goody Mob, you know, we did a powerful song with him. And we mixing that tonight. I'm on my way to Houston next month, God's will, and lock down something with Willie D. And, man, you know, it don't stop. So I'm going to continue to bring these films, represent our ancestors, and, you know, I'm going to educate our youth and make them proud of who they are. You know, give them some direction about where they came from so they can understand where they got to go. You know, that's my whole goal. Is, you know, we living in an unprecedented time right now in America. We ain't never seen these times, and we probably ain't gonna never see them again. A lot of the protests
mm-hmm.
have slowed down, but the police brutality hasn't. The racism hasn't. So as an artist,
right.
I feel as though it's my duty to keep the people inspired, motivated, and encouraged. You know, like Curtis Mayfield did. You know, like James Brown did, Aretha Franklin did. You know, Marvin Gaye did, you know. So I'm doing
mm-hmm.
what
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be doing, using my gift to uplift my people and keep them fighting for change. You know, Cotton Pickers,
right.
baby, we here.
love that. So, okay, so I haven't read all the books, but I'm up on Hip Hop Tried to Kill Me. Oh, my. Okay, so I'm not far because I love to read. So I was already reading the book,
ma'am.
But I just started reading this yesterday. I'm on chapter 7.
Right.
I'm like, this is dope. So I don't want you to give anything away. So I have to, like, ask you so you won't, like, actually tell me. So I want to know,
okay,
do you keep in touch with anybody in the book, from at least up to chapter 7? You know, you
well, everybody
to
always
Minnesota.
Ask me about, yeah, from Minnesota. Everybody always asks me about Fancy and Gunny. Fancy was
right.
My little Kim. She's my little sister. And she owns Fancy's Beauty Bar right now in Minneapolis, doing good. She, you know, we stay in contact with each other. She called me all the time. And I got a song that I'm actually producing right now. It's called Sister Strong, with her
right.
Queen Dealer on it. And I'm looking, probably get, trying to get Raw Dick or somebody. But, yeah, I'm still, she always believed in me. So that's my little sister. We still riding together. And Gunny was 14 when I met him. I think Fancy was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And they the only ones that been to California to my grandmama and them house. They've been to Fillmore. They know JT, Messy Marv, all them. So they all
right.
met them when we was young in 97, you know. So Gunny has changed his name to Mr. Laundry Man. He does a lot of great things in the Minneapolis community. He got like an 8-year annual toy drive and backpack giveaway. Works with a lot of community leaders. So, yeah, I definitely stay in touch with them, too. A few more people, you know, but them are the main two that always believe in me, and I feel like they put their dream on my shoulders. So, you know, I gotta
right.
carry it, you know, to the end. So, yeah.
Right.
That book right there, it was my life story from the time I was 16 up until 2009. And I'm currently right now putting down the blueprint, the outline for hip-hop still trying to kill me. So I'm going to go from 2010
right.
until whenever I start writing, you know, the next version or the next episode of my life. And I appreciate you,
right.
you reading and taking time out to purchase one, sister. I appreciate your support.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to support because I was just like, okay, so I'm like, y'all need to get the book. That's all I need. Y'all need to read it. If it could become a movie, it'd probably be up there with the top movies because it's so, like you said, you put your testimony in a book. And everything in
right.
here is, like, amazing. So can you tell me how you came about working with Master Pete?
Well, I met Pete 3 times, you know, and the first time I met him, actually, I was in Greensboro, North Carolina. I had a TV show called A Dirty Dirty on Public Access. I was trying to keep my career afloat. And one day I was like, man, I'm finna go to Baton Rouge. I'm finna find Pete. He's gonna put me on, you know. And I took my little money. I got the Greyhound. I didn't know nobody. I went down there trying to find him. I couldn't find him. A year later, I'm sitting
right.
beside him and Romeo in Charlotte, North Carolina, backstage. You know, and, you know, he took out time to give me some game and understanding, you know, and told me he was proud of me, you know, because I hadn't let my dream die. I used the resources I had with the little creating a TV show, just, you know, to create a platform. There was no internet at the time, you know what I mean? So
right.
He told me he was proud of me. Next time I ran into him, we was in L.A., and we put a plan together, and things was like natural, so. You know, I've been really studying the No Limit Chronicles. I would advise anybody in the music business just aspiring to watch that. It's a lot of jewels in that. And I'm looking forward to doing some big things with Pete real soon, man. You know,
right.
He can't be denied of his business sense and his greatness, you know. So
right.
I can't do nothing but learn from somebody like that. So, yeah, we're just looking forward to doing some business, big things with Pete. It's only a matter of time, you know. They're gonna, you know, it's all gonna open, man. Cause right now there's no balance in the game. Shout out to Lil Baby for that song he did.
Right.
You know, he used his platform to speak about injustice. But there's no balance in the game. Ain't nothing wrong with having a party and everybody turning up. But hey, man, There's a whole lot of people being killed out here. They ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of a person of non-color for no reason. You know, it's just terrible, man. So it's time for a different song on the soundtrack, man, of life.
Right.
And that's just my opinion.
Right. And that is real spit right there. You already know my son running for city council, so he going through a lot right now. Everybody trying to Kevin Hart him, but, you know, he's staying focused. He got that head like
right.
you got, like, you can't break me. You can't. I won't bend. I'm not going to fold.
Right.
So I love that.
Well, we need soldiers. We need soldiers up in them positions. That's what we need. We need soldiers.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's a good old boy, good old girl system, though. You know what I mean? So they just got to, you know, they got to understand that the path they're going to walk and be prepared for it and understand that, money can never satisfy you. If you know what you're going to war for, you know, because they're going to try to come
right.
at them to sell his people out. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It's a thin line to walk, and I salute him for even taking on the challenge, you know, because like you said, he already getting, you know, people trying to attack him. So, shout out to the little homie, man. Much love to him.
Right. And I always said, he watching your movie. I gave him the movie, Fleet. I gave him the key.
Right.
I told him to go ahead and watch it because he's working on his movie, too. So,
okay.
But that's another thing to talk about coming up soon. We're going to keep in touch about that. But I want to know, okay, because I've been getting a lot of feedback on this song, I Don't Trust You. Please tell the people how that came about.
Man, I was just watching what George Floyd family had to deal with, man. And then I just thought about, you know, the six or seven times I had been Rodney King when the police jumped out on me and tackled me and started hollering and screaming real loud, trying to scare me. You know, I had thought about all the times that I seen them do disrespectful things to people, you know. And then I looked at the news, and I seen these people like they was running for mayor or something, lying. Everybody lying, talking about they got empathy for the urban community. And then all these police, they on their knee kneeling, shaking people's hands. But why, if you got so much empathy for the racism, why you ain't hear nothing about your racist corrupt co-worker? You ain't a police and ain't
right.
never seen no corrupt police. They lying. It's not a police that don't know crooked police that work with them. Ain't no police department do not have corruption in it. So my thing was, quit lying because I don't trust you. I ain't going to say I respect you, but if you're going to be like Trump, at least you got enough on webos to be who you are, but to sit up here and lie.
Right.
Like I got a line in my song. I said they quit to say some good cops. I ain't seen none. They must don't make hood stops. I ain't seen no good police in my life. I swear I ain't never seen none. Only thing I seen was the same looking dudes that was in high school that couldn't get no girls, that was weird as hell, and then they went and joined the police force and got a gun, and most of them either racist as hell or either they scared to death of a black, bald-head, greasy Negro like me. They're going to shoot me out of being scared to death, not because they tough. They shaking like Barney Fife, and they've been on the gun range and done did all this training. They want to see if the training works. So I ain't telling nobody to go kill the police. I just letting the police know, hey, man, we paying your mortgage, your car, no, we sending your kid to college, and I don't trust you, bro. If you say you a good police, if you say you came to make the community better, well, hell, let us know. All the police, black police chiefs and males getting on TV talking about they're going to clean up the police department. Well, start firing some of them ones that got all them complaints stacked against them. Give us a reason to believe what you're saying, man. I don't need you kneeling down and all that old. That don't mean nothing. You get rid of some of the poison in the wound so the wound can begin to heal. And give us a reason, you feel me, to halfway trust you. So that's how the song came about, man. It was a statement to the crooked police And to the con men just dressed in uniform, thinking we gonna believe anything they say. We don't trust you, bro.
Right.
Straight up.
Right. And why, when I played this track, everybody loved it, but I had to follow it up with "fuck the police." I was like, it's a statement.
Yeah.
It is a statement.
Yeah.
We've been saying something. Yes. I love it. I love it, Sleek. Please tell us about white folks. How'd that come about?
White folks was a statement, you know. It was white people to help the slaves. You know what I'm saying? But it also was a bunch of white people that Trump went and got votes for them. That they live in trailer parks, waving Confederate flags, quick to say, call you a nigger. You know, it's them kind of white folks, too. It's two kind of white folks, in my opinion. It's white people that feel ashamed of their forefathers and what they did, and they use their white privilege they've been given to try to make this world a better place. Or you got white folks tell you, oh, that was yesterday. Why are you focusing on slavery? Stay in your place. Just go back to Africa if you don't like what's going on. So, you know, I made a song, let them know, hey, man, I don't hate white folks. I just don't like no racists. And no matter what your race is,
right,
a racist is a racist. I tell them in a minute, everybody in America
mm-hmm.
should feel comfortable and should use the word cracker. They say nigger,
mm-hmm.
so why can't, you know, everybody should use the word cracker. And then the thing is, they don't even know the definition of cracker. Cracker, it means the man who used to crack the whip on the plantation. So the slaves used to say, here come the cracker. So if that word defines who you are, then you round here with some energy that's racist as hell and that's evil. If it don't
right.
define who you are as a white person, then it shouldn't offend you. You know, because I'm a nigger.
Right.
I ain't no nigger.
Right.
I'm a nigger.
Yeah, exactly.
You can believe that.
Yeah.
So,
never ignorant,
you know,
getting goals accomplished.
There you go. So, I just feel as though, man, you know, all these white people that's in the protest crowd and all that, that's cool. But use your privilege that you've been given through your ancestry, goddammit. Use that to make this world a better place. You know, that white privilege you got, you can use that to help change the situation in America. You can.
Right.
You know, all the protesting
right.
is cool, but what are you going to do with that extra privilege you got? Let's stand together in solidarity for equality. Really do something. You know what I'm saying? Get some people hired with that supervised job you got. You know, your knowledge of different things. Come share it in the black community. Do workshops and seminars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's my opinion. Like I said, I'm gonna keep creating art to spark conversations and dialogue. That's my job.
Right. And that's what draws people to you. They should be drawn to you because people want to listen to people that are unapologetic. Like my son, he's just like you. He's unapologetic, but he's going straight to the point, straight to the point. And he's
right.
going to say those devils. Hey, mama, watch out for the devils, you know. And it's so dope. I love that. And I'm a part of the activist, my son. I got to learn my part because I don't know much. So for me to learn, I learned through you because of Hip Hop Tried to Kill Me, and I can't wait to get to the rest. A lot of other people that I've interviewed, I'm so into what they got going on, like Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Oh, and Freeway Rick Ross. I love that them interviews. So I appreciate you for always rocking with me too, and we always rocking together. We're gonna keep this movement going. Just like you say about the Black Life, the song. Let us know about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thing is Black Lives Matter is a good little slogan, something to put on a T-shirt or whatever, put on the little cardboard and hold up in the air. But shit, what you going to do? What you really going to do? Some sacrifices going to have to be made, man. What is you really going to
mm-hmm.
do, man? You think Black Lives Matter, man. You know? Man, you know, that's where I'm coming at. I'm not no gangster. I'm a soldier. I'm at war for a
right.
reason. I'm at war against racism and injustice. and I'm black as hell. You turn the lights out, I creep up on you because you ain't going to see me. So I ain't never been ashamed of being black. And I ain't going to apologize for being black. You see what I'm saying? To nobody at no time for no reason. So my thing is, I'm out here taking my gift that God gave me. I'm out here making the right choices that's going to lead to good consequences as a black man, because there's little black boys and black girls watching me to live a good life. I'm out here apologizing and humbling myself to my daughter's mom, not my baby mama, but to my daughter's mother. I'm humbling myself, and I'm apologizing even when I ain't wrong, so I can be in my child's life, so my daughter can see her mama and her daddy together at her birthday when I drop her off or when I pick her off without no tension, you know. So that's my way of showing Black Lives Matter by me staying out of one of them damn dog cages in prison where I don't have no kind of function in society and not put myself in that position, you know, and me, you know, understanding that I am a dope, ex-dope fiend. I am an ex-alcoholic, you know. So I can't play like that because I can't be functional out here. So I try to live a good, righteous life. And to me, that's my contribution to the liberation of my people, one of them. And that's what I mean by Black Lives Matter, by standing up and being a proud black man. That's something they can't stand.
Right.
You feel me? So that's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
If you run around screaming it all the time, do something. You ain't got to go shoot nobody or kill nobody, but it's children that need you to be their hero. Shit.
Right.
You know, do something with your life, man, so we can make a contribution to humanity, man. You know, you come from kings and queens. Act like it.
Right. Exactly. Tell them. Say that. Okay, we're going to get into one of the tracks. So I'm going to leave it up to you. Whichever one you want to get into, it's up to you.
Man, we're going to start this off for all the light-skinned people, man. Shout out to the white folks, man. I don't hate white folks. I just don't like no race. No matter what your race is, a race is a race. Cotton Pickers, baby. Available now on all streaming platforms. Support the move. Stand by.
Hey, don't hang up. Be back. Hey.
I don't hate white folks. I just don't like no races.
I don't like them.
No matter what your race is.
No matter.
A race is a race.
It is.
Cracker, I'm demon and I'm evil. Ain't no truth to that. I just wanted to be equal for my people.
Okay.
And justice every day in America is lethal. For my ancestors, I ride. The cotton pickers, the sequel. Slavery, it was wrong. How you gonna say that was right? See, it ain't about black.
No.
It ain't about white.
Okay.
The moral to the story, it's about right and wrong.
Uh-huh.
When I finish with my rhyme, listen to the hook of the song.
Listen.
No race should have a privilege. Tell me, how could that be? When we all God's children, please explain that to me.
Please.
You reap what you sow. That's something you can't escape.
Uh-huh.
I can't let this go, so I hold on to my faith. No race should have a privilege. Tell me, how could that be? When we all God's children, please explain that to me. You reap what you sow. That's something you can't escape.
Uh-huh.
I can't let this go, so I hold on to my faith.
I don't hate white folks.
Uh-uh. I just don't like no races.
I don't like them.
No matter what your race is.
No matter.
A race is a race.
Always thinking bigger. It's the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice, then who was bitter? A race controls another race, but then they won't admit it. They give us money and take it back as soon as we spend it. Stuck in society and I ain't got privilege. Listen, taking my woman to get chicken and biscuits and kick it, but dig it. Racists don't want to serve my kind. But it really hurts their eyes to observe my shine. We only made equal, but we all are still people. After WW2, nobody want to see the sequel. Got the cops acting nervous and it got me feeling evil, cause they make it seem like my skin color is illegal. If the shoe was on the other foot, would you be just another crook who needs some money on the books? Police won't let you off the hook. Streets is talking, you should look. We taking back what you took. Listen to the chorus, but we still won't let you off the hook.
I don't hate white folks. I just don't like no races.
I don't like
no matter what your race is.
No matter.
A racist is a racist.
It is.
I don't hate white folks.
White folks.
slaves used to say, here come the cracker when the cracker came around. Wow. Yeah, that's the definition. Look it up in the dictionary. And truth is contrary to popular belief. We black folks want more than what's in these streets. Uh-huh. Ain't asking for no handout, just an equal opportunity in employment, housing, education. Face it, it's racist in this country and a lot of black buffoonery. Lord knows at night, I pray for black unity. We still hear through the pores of Jim Crow trying to shame us. How you gonna blame us? They only love us when we're famous. They only love us when we're famous.
I don't hate white folks.
Uh-uh. I just don't like no racist.
I don't like them.
No matter what your race is.
No matter.
A racist is a racist.
It is.
Back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl Nellyville, and you just heard White Folks by Fleetwood. I'm gonna have to call you Uncle Fleetwood now after I read this book. Reading this book make me call you Uncle Fleetwood. I'm telling you. So if y'all go get the book, top all the music, man. Yeah, that White Folks is catchy. Now, who is that on there with you?
Oh, that's Aunt Rich. Like I said, you know, I can't really take credit for all the fabulous things that happened with the cotton pickers. You know, my name is just a little bit more out there, but you know, it's a cotton picker coalition. Aunt Rich is a youngster, educated college dude up out of San Francisco. He got enough heat to warm Alaska, and he's on quite a few.
Right.
He's also on Black Life. He's on quite a bit of songs on the Negro Spiritual. And, like I said, it's now available on all streaming platforms. Shout out to Gold Toast from GT Digital, the whole GT Digital staff, the homie Big Bert, Alex, Sean, everybody down there showed us nothing but love, got us a digital distribution deal with Empire. Now we in over 600 digital stores. So, man, we need y'all support. If y'all want to, you know, grab the books, you can go on Amazon.com, or you can hit me up at FleetwoodSF on my Instagram, and I autograph it for you, bro. I have it in the mail for you. You'll get it in 3 days. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm just blessed to be able to catch lightning in a bottle. I've always been a one who strives to make timeless art. You know, I want my art to be relevant 40 years from now. You know, so, you know, I write fast, but I take time with what I write and my concepts, you know. So it's just a gift, Nelly. You know, God give everybody a gift. I got back in line a few times.
Yeah. Read the book, y'all. Read the book. Read the book. You're going to be like, what? What? What?
<Yeah.
laughs> You have to read the book in order to know that. And thank you for the autograph. I read books from the front, little cover part, read all that. You'll see the blank part.
Yeah.
I read all that. But I wouldn't have never known if I didn't read that, because usually people just go to chapter one. I don't do that. I like to read the whole book from the beginning to the end and the back and see what's going on. And I want to know all that. So, and then do my research while I'm doing it.
That's appreciative. And I just want to say this right quick. It means a lot to me. Like, a lot of people got books out, but they didn't write them. They didn't do the legal aspect. You know, they didn't even market them. You know, but that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out and salute to them. You know, hope it was successful. But it was very important to me. Like E-40 and Todd Shaw, Too Short taught me, JT, them taught me the Bay, for me to learn from start to finish how to self-publish a book. So now I can do workshops. Now I can share the game with the little homies, you know, with the housewives.
Right.
You know, everybody got a story. You know, you can tell it through film, book, or you can stand in front of people. you know, but it's a lot of people want to write books and they don't have no clue. So it's just you and you out there listening. Hey, man, get at me, man. Fleetwood SF on the IG, Robert Bowden on the Facebook. I got a group on Facebook. It's called Learn How to Write a Book. Join the group. You go down the timeline, you see a lot of tips that probably answer a lot of the questions you're going to ask me. But I just want to say this right quick, man. I learn how to do things so I can teach people how to do things. That's my way
right.
of thanking God for the gift he has given me is to give it back.
Right. So, okay, so it's too short on the album? Or
I'm trying to get short at 40. But I truly believe what's going to happen is they're going to end up getting on the remixes because, you know, they're going to be proud of me. You know what I'm saying? And I
right.
ain't got a major budget right now, but I got a little money. But, you know, I tried to, you know, get as many legends as I could and people who, my teachers, you know, Goody Mob taught me how
right.
to be a country soulful, educated soldier. Ghetto Boys taught me how to
mm-hmm.
be relentless with my gangsterism and not even think about apologizing for being black, you know. Public Enemy, man. Public Enemy, N.W.A., Too Short, you know,
right.
Tupac. All them was my teachers, man. Dr. Dre taught me how to
right.
make beats and produce a record. I never met him in my life. Rico Wade from Goody Mob taught me. John Pito from the Ghetto Boys. Hank Shot Clear and the Bomb Squad. All these people taught me how to make records. Jermaine Dupri. And I never met these dudes, but these were my teachers. So I truly believe the ones who I can't get on this project, when they hear it, and they hear me speak, and they hear me acknowledge them, and they hear the sound, they're going to know where it came from. They're going to get at me, and we're going to either remix some of my songs, or they're going to be on the new ones. But to answer your question, right now it's tentative with Too Short, and it's tentative with 40. And Ice Cube.
Okay.
I'm on Ice Cube heels, man. It just was not, you know, I got enough pennies in the piggy bank for Cube right now.
Right. We're going to try to get you Ice Cube. Ice Cube, come on now. Hook him up.
Yeah.
Need to get at that. You got enough coins.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, you know.
That's crazy. So what we're going to do we're going to get into the other track. But first I want to ask you this question, only because you know you've been in the hip-hop game for a minute. What would you love to see happen in the business of music?
I would love to see 20% of every independent artist's income go to an after-school program in the hood that they come from. I would love to see major financial stable moguls, Puffy. See, certain people ain't never been in no trouble. Once they got rich, they stay rich. Puffy, Ice Cube, Jermaine Dupri, Jay Prince, Jay-Z. I would love to see them go on a financial literacy tour and have the artists that's successful come in a closed room and learn how to save their money and spend their money. Because one chain can
right.
feed a whole damn neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I would love the artists, any record deal they sign, distribution deal, 20%, that have a stipulation on it, you got to go build a safe zone for the babies, man, where the kids can go and play out the school in your hood, in the project, wherever. Them projects of hood you from, okay, but buy that big old Mississippi house and let the killers and the dealers know, hey, man, y'all, it's this safe zone. Don't come around here with that. And put some computers
right.
in that thing, put a little room in there for the sisters with some mirrors and a little bar where they can, you know, they want to do their little dance thing, you know, get some cameras, learn to teach the little brothers who are aspiring to do videography and editing. You know, we got to homeschool
right.
our children. We can't expect America to school our children. Every time they come through the door, they come home at the school is my motto. So I would love to see a stipulation in the business aspect. If you reach a certain financial threshold, it's mandatory you build a safe haven in your neighborhood. And secondly, I would love for the moguls who have maintained financial stability to come back and teach the youth that's coming up with getting all this money teach them financial literacy. That's what I would love to see.
That's a great, great. That is awesome. That would be great. Man, they need to do that for real. We got so much going on in today's world. I can't watch Wildin' Out because I don't know what's going on with Nick. Crazy. So can you please
give
a little
That was an example of being in corporate America and being successful in corporate America, but having a rebellious heart.
Right.
Because what really was in his heart came out eventually, but he had been in corporate America with Nickelodeon and all that other stuff to become successful. And I think he forgot the people who was paying him didn't want to hear him speak on certain things. And he had not sold his soul, but he had decided to get his income from those people. And it was a conflict of interest. Now, if he was independent, he could have said what he wanted. But he didn't. Like, he's trying to sue him now for the rights to Wild Now. He don't even own it, I don't think. And that's his brand. He built it.
That's crazy. Yeah, he built it.
Yeah.
Now, see, my son is in the game right now as an independent. He is so crazy because he was at this debate, and he said everybody that comes in as a councilman gets this. Get these endorsements, and they want to give you money. But he said, I'm here to tell you right now, I don't want your money. I'm going to here independent. I spent my own money. And we got another councilman that has no social media, no way to promote himself. When you go to him, my son come up. I said, that's gangster. And this man been in council since I was little. But you can't look him up on no social media. My son's name come up if you come go to him. I said, that's so dope. And we need people like that. Man, it's so dope. And I understand what you're saying. I need to get with your son. Y'all need to get together, Sleek. I'm pushing it now. I'm pushing it.
Man, give him my number. I'm off on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Them the best days to catch me. Anything I can do for the soldier is here. And I would love, you know, steel sharp and steel. I would love to shut my mouth and listen as he talk.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I love that. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into Black Life and then come back. And I got a couple of more questions, and we're going to give out your social media again. So can you go ahead and please introduce it?
Right now, world premiere, Nellyville Council Radio. You about to get Black Life all in your speakers on Come Out, the Cotton Pickers, featuring Fleetwood and Rich 4-5. Nellyville, Council Radio.
Black Life,
it always matter.
Black Life,
it always shatter.
Black Life,
man, I'm getting madder. Tired of seeing his baby dying, tired of seeing his mama crying.
Do something, nigga. Do more than just chit chatter.
Right.
Fuck the debate.
Right.
Don't let the racism escape.
Right.
If you want shit to change, nigga, what kind of move are you really gonna make?
Huh?
Honestly, I give a fuck about them crackers or the feds.
For real.
Where would we be if Malcolm, Martin Luther King,
Dr. King,
and Muhammad Ali would have been scared? Ain't enough black folks dying, black folks dead. I know y'all heard what Mr. Farrakhan said.
Right.
Justice or else, ain't nothing left. Somebody gonna have to make a sacrifice.
True.
And what the fuck you gonna bring a knife to a gunfight? Why the fuck you gonna let these crackers see the daylight? Cause every night and day they kill black folks and they ain't right. That shit ain't right.
It always matter. It always shatter. Man, I'm getting madder. Tired of seeing his baby dying. Tired of seeing his mama crying.
Relaxing, it's time to stand up, take action. If we all came together, my nigga, imagine what could happen. Fuck a protest, get it cracking. See this power with this rapping. But we stuck on money stacking and listen to funny rapping. Somebody's mama's crying right now. Somebody's child is dying right now. Somebody tell me how March is gonna prevent that. If you ain't got the answers, then you can take your 2 cents back. Yeah, stand for something or fall for nothing. They got my back against the wall, so I'm far from fronting. My heart's percussion is up to something. It got me feeling like grabbing my gun and going hunting. So, you take one of mine, we take two of yours. Thinking about stepping back? Nah, we just moving forward. We just getting started, but we could do some more. If black lives really matter, time to fight the war.
If we don't start protecting, they gon' keep disrespecting our ladies.
They ill. They ill.
You damn right, I mean it. Black lives, they do matter.
They do.
The truth, hell, all lies do.
Yeah.
But there ain't the argument right now, though. Cause it's been the situation.
For sure.
Ain't no value on the black life out here in this nation. What you waiting on, homie, for them to catch you on the dog rolling lonely? Motherfuck that, I keep mine on me.
I do.
Keep in mind, only strong do survive. The truth would never lie. The youth will survive. The revolution will rise.
It will.
What you say now? This ain't no time to get tongue-tied.
It ain't.
It's time to remember. Why Malcolm and Martin
died.
Actually, why they got killed for real.
For real.
Actually, how being black really do feel.
How it feel.
How it feel, nigga.
Nigga.
Back into the Council Radio Nellyville show. That song right there, just want to say rest in peace right there. Wakanda, we got to give it up for Chad right there. That's, oh, wow. Dope. I like that track.
Thank you, Sophie. I appreciate it. I try hard, man. I try hard to elevate. Make my next song doper than my last song. I really try to do that.
Exactly. You doing that. You was on the path. I hear it. You know, I played already at least 4 tracks already. Except that I don't trust you. I ain't played that today. But you know I'm going to play that next after the interview. Can you please give out your social media?
Yeah. Please, man, follow me on Instagram, man. I appreciate it. It's Fleetwood. Like the Cadillac, Fleetwood S. F, like S is in Sam, F is in Frank, S is in San Francisco. You can find me on Twitter on Fleetwood189, and you can find me on Facebook as Robert Bowden. And also my YouTube channel is Zephaniah Films. And man, we appreciate all the support. Oh yeah, one more thing, go to ZEPHY.us, ZEPHY.us. That's the website. You'll find all my films, my books, everything on there. You can also purchase things through there, along with some T-shirts. And if you know anybody that's about to get out of any form of incarceration, sisters or brothers, Go to homeboyhotline.org. You'll find resources to help people transition from any form of incarceration. I appreciate y'all's support, and I got to share a little bit with you. Just remember,
okay,
nothing in life will work unless you do. Ain't nothing going to work unless you go to work. This is a rewarding, loving business if you're in it or if you're aspiring to be in it. But if you don't work hard, ain't nothing going to happen, baby.
Okay. Now, I want to say that I read that in this book. I read that in this book. Did I read that, Sweet? What
you
just
sure you
said.
Did, you know.
I'm like, I think I just read that.
My thing is I go to sleep late and I wake up real early. I go to sleep with a goal, wake up with a plan. You know, shout out to Gam Flam University, Sister Sabrina Norman. She always pushing that slogan. Go to sleep late, wake up early, go to sleep with a goal, wake up with a plan. You know,
right. Love that.
That's my whole motto. I got partners on San Quentin death row. They got sentenced to life. My partner been in death row 40 years. He go to the law library every day just trying to get life. So I be like, man, what the hell do I have the right to lay in my bed when my eyes is open?
Right.
That's just how I look at it, you know. Nelly, I appreciate it so much, man. Give me an opportunity
so you know
to speak to the people.
Hashtag,
I appreciate it. Yes,
I
ma'am.
Hashtag everything that you do. So I need to do this. I'm going to try to do it tomorrow because I'm off tomorrow. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm going to do a show. But I want to hashtag Yo, the homeboyhotline.org, I want to hashtag that. We want to get that out there to a lot of people so they can be involved. And also to get your merch at the ZETHY.US. Yeah. We need to get that popping. We're going to hashtag all that for you. I got you. I got you back.
Well, I appreciate it, sister. You know, you always gave me the opportunity to speak to the people. I always had my back. And likewise, you know, we're going to keep riding this thing out. And you're welcome to come to the video shooting in Atlanta if you and your son can make it. September 28th, 29th, we're going to be in Atlanta, you know, with Cool Joe, Goody Mob, doing our thing. You know, we work hard, we're going to play hard.
Okay. So I will be keeping in touch. What I am going to do is have yourself a great week. It is hump day, you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to end the interview with I Don't Trust You. So before you go, can you please introduce that?
Right about now,
and
you're about to listen to the smash single, I Don't Trust You, produced by Deucey Straight Raw, my nephew, Phoenix, Arizona. We got Mario Hathaway on the hook singing. And you got yours truly, Fleetwood. Putting that fire in that microphone, man. I Don't Trust You, Cotton Pickers. Now available on all streaming platforms.
It ain't a cop with a badge. Don't know a crooked cop. They say that they don't shit. They lying through their teeth. And I be lying too, saying we don't need no police. Streets got cooks of crime, got to have us some law. But there was a criminal act, the whole world just saw. Sworn to do a duty, you put that uniform on. Misuse, abuse authority, how you sleep when you go home? Time to reap what you sow, it's time to pay what you owe. Got us fucked up, think we gonna pay to kill some more. Quick to say nah, that is some good cop. Shit, I ain't seen none. They must don't make hood stops. Hear sirens, see guns. Pointed ready to kill. Shot down his best baby. Give a damn man how you feel. Been getting away too long. False reports and testimony. Lying in court. Can't wait to put them handcuffs on me. Lying in court. Can't wait to put them handcuffs on me.
Why don't you trust me?
Tell me why should I?
Hey. You killing her. You killing him. You killing me.
Should I?
All I see is you killing her, and you killing him, and you killing me.
I got so much pain,
deep inside of me. Cause all I see, a society that lied to me. Ain't no quality, that shit don't exist. My hand clenched, raising my black fist up like this. We tired of this shit, enough is enough. Try to call our bluff, we'll tear this motherfucker up. When you gon' prosecute these racist ass police? No justice, no peace, it ain't just us man in these streets. White, black, brown, motherfuckers going down. I know you somewhere listening, how the revolution sound. Say that old man a concussion, push him down to the ground. That shit you do is evil, you don't serve and protect the people. Try to kill Lil Mud, I can't forget you either. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, the name of few. Tyson Nelson, Oscar Grant, felony murder without a clue.
Y'all know what it was.
People saw it with your own eyes. Nothing changed, same thing, just a different name. Get a badge, get a gun, and you can legally gain fame. Ain't no faith in the system. All that talking, we want convictions. Life sentence, every crooked cop should die in prison. Ain't fooling me, cause you're on the knee and you're kneeling. Why you ain't say nothing but all them beatings and all them killings? I heard you, black chief, say you got work to do. So what you gonna do about them dirty motherfuckers you know that work for you? You ain't no fool. This story here is true.
It is.
I know you paid your union dues. They'll kill your black ass too. Yeah, when it come down to it, your ass still black. So tell us, we wanna know how your black ass gon' act. It's time to show and prove. What's up, homie? It's on you.
It's on you.
What you gonna do?
It's your move.
No,
it's your
I don't trust you.
No justice, no peace.
I mean, tell me why should I?
No dirty police.
For black people, law enforcement has often been on the wrong side of history. They were enforcing slavery all those decades ago and then enforcing Jim Crow. People remember that. The grandparents tell stories. The photos are still there.
The photos still exist, but perhaps more importantly, so do the wounds. How can we trust a system that's so rotten at its core?
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show, Girl Nellyville, and I'm signing out, but not before I give it up for Fleetwood for stopping through doing an interview. He is so, so dope. Mad Cousins De Uno. So I will be rocking. Y'all already know that. Y'all been hearing it in rotation. So make sure y'all look out for them tags. Make sure y'all get his books, merch, everything. Support, support, support. Big shout out to my fam, the Council, 12 Rounds of Music, and DJ 7 and Team in the Mix. It's your girl, Nelly, and check me out tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow, I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to do a little something for tomorrow, and I'll holler at you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey yo, catch the flow, it's time to let it go. Mama, come and check me out.